journey began when her parents emigrated from Taiwan to the U.S., where her father found a job teaching biology and genetics at Virginia Commonwealth University. She started acting at 12, playing the mole in a community theater production of The Wind in the Willows, and studied acting at the Conservatory of Theater Arts at Purchase College of the State University of New York. After graduating, she struggled to find work in theater, nearly quitting acting to study linguistics at Columbia. What saved her career in 2010 was getting dumped. "I never planned to do TV or film," says Wu, "but because I was brokenhearted over a New York guy, I had to get the hell out of Dodge. The good news in Los Angeles, she was getting auditions, thanks to Hollywood's diversity quotas. But Wu soon wearied of the token roles offered to minorities. The best friends, the funny assistants, I don't think I had a single TV audition that was for the number one role." Landing fresh off the boat in 2015 was its own mixed blessing. "Even on that, I'm not number one. That's Randall Park, who plays Wu's husband. I love him, and I'm glad he's in that position. But Asian American women so rarely get to center our stories. We're always to the side or objectified." Wu was always Chu's top choice for Rachel. The director, whose credits include the film Now You See Me 2 and the upcoming adaptation of Lin-Manuel Miranda's musical In the Heights, was impressed by Wu's Twitter. "It woke me up. The articles she shares and the interviews she does about Asian American representation had a big influence on me when I was deciding what movies to make." Wu was among Time's 100 most influential people for speaking out against sexism in Hollywood in 2017. The two had a great first meeting, but when her fresh off the boat schedule conflicted with the film's start time, they reluctantly parted ways.